Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's good? It's another Friday. This is your boy, Tony Re-Up. This is the Re-Up Morning Radio Show. Shout out to everybody that I fired. Shout out to everybody that fired themselves. Shout out to myself for being myself. Shout out to my new co-host, Chicago Wendy. See, I can say her name. Maybe it makes sense. But the thing about Chicago Wendy, I'm not letting her on air today. I feel like I got a lot of stuff to air out, a lot of things to say. So next week you'll meet Chicago Wendy. I might let her on. She's online. She's definitely online. She's definitely here. She's definitely on time. We've been talking all week, chopping it up. I think she got a lot to offer to the show, but we're going to get to that eventually. After the show, you can download it on iTunes Radio. This is the WFSO Radio Network. Once again, we're going to get into a lot of things today, talk about a couple topics, listen to some music like I do. I kind of want to get right into, this show will be explicit. I might say some things. You can call in if you got anything to say. The number 646-915-9644. So if I say your name, mention your name, and you don't like what I'm saying, I'm going to let you on. I ain't going to ignore it. It is what it is. So I'm basically going to get right into it and get it over with, because I don't really want to talk about it too long. I thought I wanted to talk about it more, but as the week has progressed, as time has passed, I start not to give a fuck. So basically last week the show got cut short because of the lack of, I don't know what to call it. I just think motherfuckers just don't give a fuck. I thought the people that I brung on to the show was cool friends, my homies. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool, like, but I don't think that always works in business. And it wasn't just we chop it up on Friday, the show starts. Like, we talked about shit during the week. I hit up people during the week. I asked people if they could do the show, made sure they was available. I constantly talked about background noise, the shit you was doing it. I just, a lot of shit I didn't understand how the fuck it was going down. I understand people got kids. I respect that. I got four of my own. So if my four kids running around and doing the most one of these mornings, I'm probably not going to do this show. I'm a reschedule, because, you know, that's what comes first. And I respect that and understand that, but I also understand the preparation for it. I know what I do every morning. So if I know I got to do this Friday, I'm going to make the preparation for my kids. Like, I don't force nobody, hostage take nobody to do this shit. So, like, dog, get this shit right. This is week 5. That was week 4. So the show lasted, I don't even think it made an hour. I think we had like 30 minutes of conversation, and I got tired of this shit, and shit had to go. I had to end. It wasn't exactly the right way to handle the situation or whatnot, but that's how I handle it. So, like, why would you be taking showers and fixing breakfast? Like, you know, like, you do this shit at work. Like, when you have a job, like, I understand I'm not paying. Listen, this is free. Like, there was no, you know, they were co-hosting. It's just exposure. I let people do. It's nothing I was paying them for, nothing I was paying them to do. But if you're going to do it, anything I do, I'm going to take it serious. I'm going to be professional about it if that's what it calls for. Whatever I take on, I'm going to try to be good at it and do it to the best of my ability. I'm not going to be bullshitting it. That's what I felt like. Everybody was bullshitting. I mean, motherfuckers online and whispering. Like, nobody, what the fuck is you saying? I can't hear shit you saying. Oh, man. Yeah, I see. Like, what the fuck? Like, we grown-ass adults. Everybody was over 21. Everybody grown as shit. Like, you can't formulate sentences then. People want to be on and not be on at the same time. Like, if we talking about a topic, I mean, if you're not interested in it, you should still know about it. You should be able to say more than, I guess I don't give a damn. Like, that shit is annoying to me. Like, that shit is more than annoying. Like, I think the host I had was good. Like, some of them was just the background shit. I couldn't, like, you can't deal. I don't want to hear that shit. Like, if I be quiet right now. See? Quiet. Peace and quiet. Like, that's all I ask people to, like, if you're going to do this, make sure your environment is quiet. And, like, I've been telling people this for 5 weeks. 4 weeks at that time. So it's 4 weeks I've been telling you this. Like, come on now. There's no, I just couldn't take it no more. Like, it was that or explode and just be like, man, fuck all y'all. And it ain't fuck all them. It's cool. These my people. But business level, this show level, I can't do it. I can't deal with those type of people, and that's why I work with a lot of motherfuckers. Shout out to Hood Info. I'm going to trick Mark Underground and Dale Kelly to bringing that back. So shout out to my dudes. My dude Mark probably working out. Shout out to Mikey, Isaiah Waldo. We waiting for your show to come back, bro, so we can check that out and I can come on and fuck up your show. I'm gonna come on your show and be drunk and shit and talk a lot of shit about the people. Lame of the week. That's some shit that I kind of was going to start. Like, the lame, like, this is my guy. No, he not. He not even my guy no more. I'm not even finna bullshit no more. Picasso Van Gogh on Facebook. Kid Nightmare rap name. Milwaukee County resident. 100% fuckboy. Like, dog, like, dude, go somewhere and kill yourself and jump off a bridge. I equate his bullshit to youngness. And this is like a personal lame of the week. Like, so, for real. Like, I don't understand this kid. Like, he done lost his goddamn mind. I'm not going to put his business out there, but in the last month or so, I guess he done lost his motherfucking mind. And he don't realize the company that he keeping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand the people you around. You have to understand the way things work. You know, you can't go around President Obama and act like you hang around with, you went little whoop-whoop off the block and shit. Like, that shit don't work. So it's like, you have to learn how to adapt. And I don't know if it's young, because I kick it with young cats. Like, those are the cats that I fuck with. So shout out to the Gutter Squad and my dudes, School G, CB the Kid, Young B, and Dub. I don't know why the fuck I was having trouble getting with that. But yeah, so yeah, that dude is definitely on my stay the fuck away from me list. Like, we no correspondence. Don't come around me. Don't be in the same room as me. None of that. Like, we ain't got to go into nothing personal, none of that. But just you and me in the same room is not going to work. And I actually, after we had our little situation, I tried to call him and on some, you know, like, the little nigga chill out type shit. Like, man, what the fuck was going on? Is you okay? Because I feel like he was on something. Like, you've been taking some drugs you ain't used to, buddy. So, you get yourself some help or something. Take your ass to rehab. You on that fake ass, weirdo ass. Like, that shit ain't cool, man. You was a fucking idiot, man. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You're definitely a fucking lame. And that's something I had to address. Something else I was going to address, but I don't deal with fuck niggas. Like, I fuck with Dog, and I mentioned it because that was actually, you know, he was cool. I don't respect none of these niggas. So that shit, that Facebook shit. Listen, man, if I get into it with you on Facebook and you want to, like, you really, really upset or feel offended by something I say, yeah, I need you not to inbox me that you going to kill me. Bro, that's not 100, bro. Like, I'm not going to say no names. I erase the inboxes because I don't do the Fed shit, the police shit. Dog, come on, man. Like, I'm supposed to take you serious. If you got a problem with me, if you feel like something I said on Facebook and you want to do something to me, bro, don't inbox me, man. Don't tell me nothing. Don't say shit. I know you're going to feel, like, you feel some kind of way, nigga, then just do what you're going to do, man. Like, that phony-ass shit cats be doing, that shit is commercial. Like, what is you trying to sell, an image? But you can't sell that shit in my inbox. You sent me 5-6 inboxes back-to-back talking about the same shit. Like, you're not serious. You're not serious. I don't take Facebook gangster serious at all. I gave up that part of my life when I logged on. But, like, you can't be gangster. I never was on Facebook when I was in the streets. So you're not going to tell me you're a street nigga and you're Facebooking and writing stats and liking pictures and uploading and doing selfies and shit. Like, gangster niggas don't take selfies. So all you Facebook gangsters on Facebook and uploading pics and making funny stats, you're not tough. Like, I don't believe you. Ain't nothing you can do that's gonna make me believe you tough. You got a Facebook page. I don't believe you. That shit, ain't no gangsters on Facebook. And that's bottom line. There's no gangsters on. I don't give a fuck who you think you is, what you're not. No, you're not. You're not a gangster. Besides rappers, Another thing, rap niggas, people who want to be in the industry and make money off rap, you're not gangsters either. You're not going to tell me that you're a street cat and you're telling the world what you're doing. Oh, I do this, I do that, I do that. You might have done that at one time. I will give you that. I don't know you. If you've done that, you've done that. But if you're currently doing it and you're on Facebook talking about I'm trapping, or you're making songs talking about I'm gangster and I sailed it, I don't believe you. I don't believe shit you saying. Like, that makes no sense to me. So those are the type of things that I stay away from. Those are the type of niggas I avoid, because it's not real. It's not real. I've done a lot of things, but that's a pass. And then when you get into it with a person, if there's a problem or a conflict, or if I have an issue with a person, why do people feel the need to, oh, man, I did this, and man, I did this, nigga, I was in jail. You didn't do that shit to me. So it doesn't amuse me, and I don't care. It's not something that moves me whatsoever. So just understand what kind of world you guys are in and what are y'all doing to yourself. If you're selling drugs, I need you not to be taking pictures of the money and putting it on Facebook. If you're gangbanging and got illegal guns, I need you not to be taking pictures of that shit and putting it on the right light. People gonna say, well, you had guns and you've seen pictures of you put guns. Those guns were all mine, bought legally. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Those are guns for the house with my government name on it, legally purchased. That, you know, I've never was in the streets on Facebook. I wasn't on Facebook. I had a Facebook at one point in that life. I never used it. And the only reason I had it is because an ex of mine wanted me to have it so we can link as boyfriend and girlfriend, I guess. So that was the reason. But like I said, that's not culture. We got a caller, couple callers, but this 8743 number. I don't know what this is. We're gonna see. We're gonna check this out. Hello.
Hi, it's your big buff lady.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm doing okay. A little agitated, but I'm okay.
Well, first I wanted to say congratulations on 10,000 downloads from last Friday to this morning.
Thank you. That's good news. That's good news.
That is awesome. And yeah, I was listening to your bit about Facebook gangsters.
Yeah, the Facebook gangsters.
Yeah, the ones who inbox you all these messages saying, I'm going to fuck you up when I see you, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then when you see them in the street, they run.
Yeah, they're going to kill. Apparently, I'm going to die. I think, I don't know if they meant like they're going to kill me or they're going to give me a virus. I'm not sure when it's on Facebook. I'd be wondering. I got to show up for every Friday, so I'd be like, man, don't kill me because I'm going to get in trouble. Like, don't give me a virus this week. Just wait. You got to wait to give me a virus. Like,
oh, my God.
I don't want any viruses this week.
And the best thing is they have their little Facebook gangs. Let's be perfectly honest. They got their little posse of sheep who follow them. And they go from one person to the other, and they troll your friends list saying, oh, this person's saying this, and you got to get away from that person. They're doing that. And as you say, you confront them on, like, either you pick up the phone and call them, and all of a sudden they don't want to answer the phone, or when they do, oh, my Facebook got hacked. That weren't me. That was somebody else. My Facebook got hacked.
Oh, no, I don't call people no more on Facebook because I don't like getting cussed out. Like, as soon as, like, I get the call, I call, it's like, hello, bitch ass, you bitch ass, fuck, you okay? Like, I don't got time for gangster Tourette's. I don't do gangster Tourette's. I don't got time for people with gangster Tourette's. I don't deal with that no more. I see people. I'm too big to run. I'm 6'3", 285. I can't do no running. I got bad air. I don't got time to run, so I'm not running. If you see me, you can say whatever they have to say to me. I just don't get the Facebook. I don't do the Facebook gangster. Look, see, somebody done gave you a gangster virus. You over there coughing.
But no, I mean, I had the similar thing because there were a group of, obviously, you know what I do for Maddie's memory and stuff.
Yeah,
and I had a group
yeah.
of women who got very bent out of shape because for some reason it's disturbing to them that what I do is as popular as it is. And, oh, my God, they started their little hate campaign and just really, you know, went off the deep end. And it occurred to me a couple of weeks later, you know what, I've got some of these women's phone numbers. So I thought, you know what, let's give them a call and find out what the issue is. I had one person to do the, my Facebook got hacked. That wasn't me. It's like, sure it weren't. I left two messages. The phone calls were never returned. One person did turn into have a case of Facebook Tourette's, as you so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
And the other person was just like, I don't know what you mean. It wasn't me. I was told I had to do it. I know what you're talking about. Why would I do that? Yeah, but so-and-so made me say it. I didn't want to say it, but they made me say it. It was like, yeah.
You're scary. You know, you hang around all the wrestlers, the buck. They scared. They nervous. I don't think they want it. You know, behind the computer, it's a different thing. The keypad, because I don't know. I think keys look like grenades and bombs to some people.
You know?
Like they think they can click buttons and people, like, I don't know. It's damaging to some people. And I don't understand. Like, my opinion, like, I'm an opinionated person. But when people do stuff, I don't understand why people are mad. Why would that be a problem that you took a tragedy and turned it around? It gives you joy. It helps other. It gives you an outlet to deal with your situation. Why or how could a person be mad at that? I don't understand.
I don't get it either. And, you know, it's a really sad thing that somebody wants to twist something that is helping people into being negative. But you know what people are like. People don't like seeing other people succeed. I think it's as simple as that. You know, if you're doing good, you've got about 20 people who, you must be doing it illegally. You must be lying about this, and you must be doing that. So I think it's just a jealousy crap, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot of that going on. But I don't know. My environment, where I come from, I like when people are doing good. It keeps me stress-free, because my environment, where I come from, when people are doing bad, they're not necessarily the most trustworthy people. So I take that as, man, I love when my friends, my people, when they're doing good. Because like I said, my environment calls for, when people are doing bad, everybody looks like something to eat. So I don't want, you know, when my friends are doing good, I'm happy. Like, yeah, congratulations. Like, keep doing that, please, because I don't want to become one of your targets. Because like I said, everybody has family, everybody has friends, everybody has some purpose. And yeah, but my environment says.
And I don't know if you remember, but going back like a few months, I messaged you because I had like three or four women saying, you need to go and check CCAP. He's a criminal. I don't know why you'd support someone who's a criminal.
Yes, I'm a criminal.
It's like, if he is a criminal, because I didn't even check it. You know, it's like when people say you have to, it's like, no, I don't have to do a damn thing. But my thing is as long as none of those crimes are against me or my family, I don't give a shit. It's how you treat me. I'm not going to follow, you know, the next sheep going, oh, my God, you know, me. It's like, let the chickens and the pigeons flap. Just go.
I guess I've encountered that, and I've heard people in that, like, my criminal record. My criminal record consists of a gun charge, and as of late, me defending my child. I guess that's what I call it. If somebody comes in my house that I didn't invite in my house, everybody that has something to do with it, including the mother of my children, becomes an enemy, especially when my daughter's in that house. So I don't know what my huge criminal record is. I didn't have a criminal record until I was 25. I don't even have any felonies. So I don't even know how I'm gangster. Like, I don't even, like, people take me serious when I talk. I don't have any felonies. So I don't know. I've never done more than 4 months in a jail. I've never been to prison. So, yeah, I don't know how my criminal record pans out against the thugs in the world. So, yeah, I don't think standing on my criminal record, I look like a gangster. So I don't think disorderly conduct and battery and a misdemeanor gun charge for a gun that was legally mine and I was just carrying it improperly.
And I think part of the problem is that we've got a bunch of illiterate bitches out there, to be perfectly honest, because if they do have your government name and type it in, Do they think that you're the only person with that name in the state of Wisconsin?
I hope not.
I'm just saying, because it brings up everybody with the same name.
And my name is extremely common in this state. I have at least 12 people with my name in this state. And I was actually, when I was just incarcerated, was incarcerated in the same dorm as a person with my same exact first, middle, and last name.
See, and you know all these bitches and everything are going on CCAP and then pulling up your name and they're going to see this list and it's like, ooh, that's all him. I know that's all him. See, I told you that was him. Look what he's doing. Look what he's doing. Never mind that they're not looking at the date of birth where it says somebody was born in 1955 or something, you know.
Yeah, I got good lawyers. I've always had good lawyers. So... I've been arrested quite a few times. I can't lie about that. Way more times than I should have been. I seem to be the scapegoat for a lot of people. But luckily in my past, you know, the truth weighs out. But, you know, sometimes you lose. And when you lose, you get a criminal record. It happens. But apparently I'm able to get homes. I'm able to lease cars and able to get things. So my name's not too bad. People let me live in their neighborhoods that are, well, pretty put together, so I'm okay. I'm comfortable with being okay. Because if I could release some of these people's credit report, maybe we wouldn't be friends. But, I mean, these are the things that happen, and this is what happens when you put yourself – I think I talk too much, so when I talk too much, this is the things that happen. People want to get to know you, so I don't mind it. Everybody, if you've been my Facebook friend, you know my name. Everybody knows my name. It's nothing to hide. I ain't touch no kids. I ain't molest nobody or rape nobody. So I don't care. I really don't care. But I want everybody to support Maddie's memories.
Thank you.
I definitely want people. I still, like I said, I still have the flyer. Like, I take the flyer everywhere that I created. Every house is framed. It's on the wall. It was something special. You know, somebody who loses somebody and lets you be a part of things like that, those are things that touch you. Those are the important things in my life. That's why when I do things, a lot of times I do it just, man, it's just to be a part of certain things. So people.
And I don't think people actually realize, you know, I think people get hooked up on the side of you that is outspoken. I think they don't always see that side of you, like, who does support causes, like your whole Facebook for the past couple of weeks has been about breast cancer awareness and, you know, making sure us women and men as well, because men get breast cancer too, you know.
Yes,
that you check your boobies.
I check my boobies.
You gotta check your boobies. And let's be perfectly honest. If you got a significant other, have them check your boobies for you. Turn it into a game. Because
I would like to volunteer. I can't say that. I got a girlfriend. Never mind. I can't be the boobie check. Never mind. I won't be checking any boobies.
You were trying to perform a public service.
Yeah, my little brother can check boobies. My little brother. It's like I live through my little brother now. So if you want to check, if you need your boobies checked, Scoob G Body Bag on Facebook, hit him up. He'll check your boobies for both of us.
And all the hoes around the United States are running to Facebook right now.
You got to find his other page. He got too many, like, his pages be filled up. You just might have to inbox him. You can't become his friend. He got two pages. They both got 5,000. You can't even be his friend no more. So
he's going to go on Facebook later. He's going to be like, what the fuck are all these women saying? Can you feel my boobs? What the shit's going on?
Yeah, he's definitely been the guinea pig for booby testing now. So hit him up. Make sure you hit him up. That Scoob G Body Bag, the booby tester. He's checking boobs. And he's sending me the picture. I don't know why.
Well, there you go. Well, on that note, I'm going to have to get my fiancé to come and check my boobies for me. So I'm going to let you go and continue your fabulous show. But congratulations on your first hit at 10,000 downloads. That is awesome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. You have a good show.
You too.
Bye.
So with that said, we're going to get into Ball Out Diamonds, because I feel like I'm Diamonds. Rookie of the Year, best show ever, me, Re-Up Radio, WFSL Radio Network.
These hoes offer anyone, pick you one, get you one. Diamonds are forever, baby, I'm in going, give me some. These bitches, they come and go, so I'm not picking anyone. Acting like they want me, but they really wanna
give
me some.
Damn,
son.
They say diamonds are forever. I say diamonds are for everyone. Like, where you get that Johnny Dang? Gotta get me one. Never trust a bitch, cause these bitches fucking anyone. Say you know her favorite.
Damn,
bitch, son,
where'd you
gotta
find
get
this?
Me one. My rich nigga shit, and these hoes fuck with anyone. Say you got something that don't do me a favor, let me one. But I don't care, cause I got hoes. I swear I got plenty of, but I just wanna let you know. These hoes are for anyone.
Pick you one, get you one. Diamonds are forever, baby. I'm in going, give me some. These bitches, they come and go, so I'm not picking anyone. Acting like they want me, but they really wanna give me some. We be riding Warriors and Lambs. Plenty of them. They say it's some faithful bitches. What a yeah, I need to give me one. Cause these hoes be so thirsty, man. They be fucking anyone. I put diamonds in my chain. I swear I got a stupid joint. I hit Johnny Dang up. Cause Sosa got a stupid on. If a nigga try to rob me, I'ma up a stupid 24s on an Audi. Got that bitch looking stupid dumb. Smoke a earth, sipping lean. This nigga so stupid son. Steady buying diamonds. I fell in love. My phone. Anyone, diamonds are for everyone. Get you some, go get you some. Go get you some, go get you some. Go get you some, go get you some.
They say diamonds are forever. I say diamonds are for everyone. Like, where you get that Johnny Dang? Gotta get me one. Never trust a bitch, cause these bitches fucking anyone. Say you know her favorite bitch, like she ain't gotta get me one. My rich nigga shit. And these hoes fuck with anyone. Say you got something that don't do me a favor, let me one. But I don't care, cause I got hoes. I swear I got plenty of them, but I just wanna let you know. These hoes are for anyone.
Party, party, white bitches love to party.
drunk, yeah, that bitch falling. Smoker, they smoke until they nodding. All they hoes be turned up, all they wanna do is party. I be in my glory, I got bitches talking nonsense. And I be getting money, don't you see me, I be ballin'. Welcome to the block where you get shot if you ain't got it. Grab a couple shooters, let me show you how to party. Y'all ain't on one spot, but I ain't tryna waste my time with all. I got these hoes, boy, I need money for they eyes from Spaniel. These hoes too much, boy, I get money, I ain't tryna fly to ya. You see my hoes, I hit that line, they already know I'm tryna fuck. Hell yeah, I got hoes that you ain't need no. I fuck hoes that you ain't need no. I got bitches everywhere I go.
Hey, what's good? This Re-Up Radio. This your boy, Tony Re-Up. That was SD White Bitches. GB, shouts out. Shouts out to Chicago. Shouts out to Chicago. Wendy, she's still on hold. That's what's up. I would have hung the fuck up. I kind of told her, like, I got trust issues right now. Kevin Hart, I love that movie. I can't wait to Tuesday, October 15th. Let me explain, to be in stores. The BET Awards is also Tuesday, October 15th, so check that out. I was on the internet, and I was browsing. I think, I don't know how I ran into it. It might have been on World Star, might have been on YouTube. I'm a video watcher. And I ran across Willow Smith's, I don't know if it's a group or not, or that's just her new name, but I think it's a group. They say it's other members. Maybe it's like the Macklemore, Ryan Lewis thing. They don't really, the other people don't say nothing. But Willow Smith done lost her damn mind. This is a girl that was born in 2012. And I think her birthday is this month, later this month, next month. I don't really know her birthday, but I know she's 12 right now. And the music that she's singing and the content that she's singing about is ridiculous. I don't know what the fuck is on Jada and Will's mind. I don't know what the fuck is going on at Roc Nation, Jay-Z. I don't understand it. I don't understand her outfits for the video. I don't understand the song content for a 12-year-old. This is a 12-year-old. I damn near don't even want to give out the song because I feel like I don't want people listening to this shit. I don't want people promoting this shit. I don't want people, like, for real, I don't want to get this shit no views. I just want to really sit and really, like, Jada and Will done lost their fucking mind. They need to be parents. The celebrity shit, who y'all over there swinging with and fucking whatever the fuck y'all doing over there in y'all house. And then, I think it was Jaden. Jaden's actually in the video. I don't know how old Jaden is. And maybe he was there for support or to watch his little sister in the video. But as a big brother, I understand she making money. She got a deal. She's got to make money. She's got to sell. But who the fuck's going to buy a album? She's 12. Talking about kissing and late night walks and she's 12. I ain't with that. 12-year-olds shouldn't be kissing. 12-year-olds shouldn't have boyfriends. 12-year-olds are in the house before the street lights come on. So at midnight kissing, even if it's a quickie, that shit ain't, that's not what 12-year-old. My daughter is 9. She just turned 9. So in 3 years, she'll be 12. I'm not a fan of Willow Smith. I'm not a fan of Jada or Will. I'm not a fan of Jay-Z right now. That shit don't make sense. As grown-ass people, we shouldn't be exploiting little-ass kids. And that's some shit that's, I don't know, that's some weird-ass shit, and I'm just not into it. And I don't understand how people let that, who the fuck shot the video? I don't know who told her that shit was cool, who she recorded, engineered. Like, nobody, all these grown-ass people, the record execs, family members, brothers, sisters, mama, daddy, engineer, the producer, the person who wrote the song, like, nobody thought that was not appropriate for a 12-year-old. I don't understand how that fucking works and how that slipped by and how that slips in the cracks. That shit don't make no sense. Shout out to Master P. He's still making music. He dropped a mixtape today. I should know the name of it since I wasn't going to shout it out, so it's kind of random, but it's Master P. Make them say, you know, Master P. Everybody grew up on, like, everybody in my era grew up on Master P. Master P was the shit. Before Cash Money, Master P was the shit. If it wasn't for Master P, it wouldn't be no Cash Money, so shouts out to that. Kanye West is a fucking wanker. I don't get, dude. I'm not impressed. I guess he's doing his job because I'm talking about him. Everybody, more important people than me, are talking about him. But he's a fucking dick. Dude, you're a fucking multimillionaire. Apparently worth $100+ million, 21-time Grammy Award winner. I respect that. I'm saying these numbers because I respect that. That Yeezus album was trash. The 808s and Heartbreaks album was trash. That Twisted Beautiful, whatever the fuck, that shit was true. You haven't, that, I don't know, this man, he done lost his fucking mind. He's a fucking idiot. I guess apparently he's moved out of the States because of the paparazzi. You $100 million, I don't know what the fuck I was going to say, but he got a lot of money. And your problem is paparazzi, because people take pictures of you. Stop being interested, and I'm pretty sure they'll stop taking pictures. Stop arguing. That's your ploy. You say that's not. And the reason why I have a problem, because he says that he doesn't do shit for publicity. That's what he said on the Jimmy Kimmel show. The same Jimmy Kimmel that he went on his Twitter rant about, and he swears up and down that wasn't a stunt, publicity stunt. But if you really dislike Jimmy Kimmel, then why the fuck would you end up on the show? He made fun of you, but then you was on there laughing when he made fun of you again in your face. So, what does that make you? Oh, it makes you an internet gangster. Because you were tough on Twitter, but in that man's face, you were smiling and laughing and hee-hee-ha-ha, and then he made fun of you again on your show, in your face, and all you did was, oh, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. The other one was probably pretty good, too. I'm tired of Kanye West. Sit your goofy ass down and make albums like Late Registration and College Dropout before you lost your goddamn mind. The content on Watch the Throne was good. You're not different if everybody being different. Like, you can't say, I'm different, I'm being different, but everybody's being different. I'm the same. I'm going to be the same. Maybe, like, I'm going to be me. Like, just be yourself. Stop going out your way trying to be different. That's not, shit ain't different if it's 100 million motherfuckers doing this shit. Like, that shit ain't not different. Shout out to R. Kelly and that nasty ass Cookie song. Another song I am not playing. I was gonna play it, but I'm a R. Kelly, I guess I'm an R. Kelly fan. I mean, he is responsible, not responsible. My dick is responsible for my kids and their mother's vagina and the inner workings of God and how he put us together to do things together to make kids. But I was listening to R. Kelly while making my first son. Shouts out to Anthony. He's 10 years old. He's growing up. Hopefully we'll kick it soon. Shouts out to Anaya, who's 9. happy birthday late on the show, but happy birthday to my baby. Shouts out to Taylor and Avon. They both won. They're not twins. They're just both one. that's the end of that. They're both one. One's born in August, one born in June. Those are my babies. You've probably seen the pictures of Taylor on my Facebook, and she's, you know, she has a lot to say without saying anything. Her pictures are expressive. Got some new pictures I'm going to upload today. Follow me at Tony Reup. Like my page at Tony Reup. Follow me on Twitter at Tony Reup. Check out my Instagram at Tony Reup. That's what it is. Jennifer Hudson got a new movie coming out. It's called Mr. and Pete. Looks like it's pretty good. Looks like it's going to be a good movie. I think I'm going to go check it out. It's actually out today. It's limited theaters, though, whatever that damn means. And I didn't take the time to look up where it's going to be playing because, you know, I got listeners from everywhere. So if I told you where I'm at and where it's playing at, that shit ain't going to make no sense to you. So look up Mr. and Pete. M-I-S-T-E-R and P-E-T. So it's Mr. and Pete. That's starring Jennifer Hudson and two little boys and some old people that you know that you've seen before. So check that out. I'm really looking forward to the BET Awards because I really want to hear the whole verse from Kendrick Lamar. I want to see that cypher with the Real Husbands of Hollywood. It's a lot of some shit. You know, I like music. I'm a music person, so I stay in tune with that. Know what? I'm going to get into this. I got something else to say, but I'm going to get into that after I know what? I'm going to say it now. Listen, strippers. Not even strippers, because I don't make comments really about strippers on my Facebook. So all the prostitutes on my Facebook, I don't really know who you are unless you say you're a prostitute, basically when you're on Facebook bragging about selling your ass. But I don't know any of you personally, so I don't give two fucks about you. What I do care about is the image that you're portraying for women in our culture. I'm black. Am I the big black revolutionary activist person? No. What I am is the father of two girls who can't block them and protect them for everything. And I'm not going to talk their ear off. I give them the best instructions possible. They're 9 and 1, so it's, you know, even at 1, I talk to my daughter. I'd be like, hey, you're not going to be a little hoe. No, I'm not. I'm joking. I don't say that to my daughter. I might have, but I was joking. But anyway, it's just how you make yourself. Really, it's how I don't know you, but I still care about you somewhat, a little bit. If you're going to do something and not give a fuck and be destructive, then go ahead and do that. That's cool. I don't have no problem with that. You kill yourself if you fucking want to, but that doesn't stop me from having an opinion on it. When you do something dumb as fuck just because you're happy with it and cool with it, doesn't mean I have to agree with it or be like, oh, it's their life. No, if you put it out there for me to see it, then I'm going to comment. If you want to be private, then your dumb ass shouldn't have put it on Facebook and let everybody know you're selling pussy. Like, everything in the game has changed. Everything has went internet. Motherfuckers selling. So, listen, man, I get caught in my conversations sometimes. So, I just want to finish the prostitute thing. Listen, I'm in subliminal beef with a prostitute on my Facebook. I'm not going to say her name. I should, but I'm not going to say her name because she's not fucking important. And plus, she doesn't say my name when she responds to my stats. So, as soon as she decides to say my name and have something to say, then, you know, I'll address it as the situation progresses. I did comment on one of her stats and just laugh, like, you's a dumbass. Like, you know, I don't understand it. She brags about being a druggie. Where's the lean? Like, you might as well just ask for crack. Where's the molly? Where's the lean? I don't give a fuck what you do, but, like, as a woman, like, fuck, hoe. Look, I'm going to tell you what your dad should have told you, your mama. Sit your hot ass down, take your ass to school, and go get a job. If you're in school, I'm proud of you. If you're working, I'm proud of you. If you need to make more money, then you need to educate yourself more. I mean, everybody suck dick. Sucking dick is going to be around forever. Shouts out to my French people. I think that's where it came from. That's at least where I got it. What's that? Talladega Nights. That's I learned shit from movies. Yeah, they believe I think the French people invented blowjobs. So shout out to y'all. I don't know how the fuck they get that. Like, how they know they was the first one? Like, French girls was the first one. So come on, I don't know how that works out. I'm pretty sure Eve sucked Adam's dick. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, yes, I should have. But that's just like, man, look, my stats are not personal unless I say your name. So don't get mad. Don't get frustrated. If they're about you, if you fit the profile description, it's your fault. It's not mine. I didn't tell you to do this shit. There's shit that you say on your Facebook that probably I fit the description of, but I don't give a fuck because we don't know each other, so how could you be talking about me? Doesn't make sense, does it? To the Facebook drug dealers, even the cats I know, like, y'all need to, like, come on, man. Why the fuck would you be on Facebook? I got that loud. I got them pills. Why would you be on Facebook with that? Did that make any fuck, like, and then it's recorded for life. These people, there's a network. It's just like shit on your computer. Like, when you download something and the trial run out, you can't download the shit again because it leaves a trace. It leaves its trace. It leaves its imprint. So your computer, no. Facebook, no. I don't give a fuck how many pictures you erase, what you delete from what you said. Facebook has a record of that shit. There was an announcement, there was a warning, there was an ad in a newspaper that Mark Zuckerberg put out himself, who is the owner, CEO, the inventor, founder of Facebook, who said the feds are invading his users' privacy and he can't do anything about it, basically. These are words from the man who runs the site that everybody's on. And you guys choose to put drug business all in. And then, like, it's Facebook. And then I don't understand the people who make Facebook groups to do illegal shit. There's whole Facebook groups of people doing illegal shit. And then they add people, and just because the group is closed, I guess they think they're in private or it's hidden. What the fuck are you doing? People still see this shit. People talk. It still gets around. I hope nobody catches a case. Nobody catches a case that's not 100. Because you cats make it real easy to get off. Because it's on Facebook. I can tell you six niggas who sell loud. I can tell you six niggas who sell crack. Like, come on now. Like, Come on, you overdoing. Like I said, it's Facebook. I can't tell you overdoing. You can do whatever you want. It's your Facebook. I'm just giving you a warning. I'm not telling you shit. I'm just letting you know, like, don't be idiots. Don't be dumb. We're going to get into Dirk. Dirk's mixtape finally dropped today. Signed to the Streets. Make sure you go download it. I am endorsing it. Re-Up Radio endorses Dirk. Signed to the Streets. It's a good mixtape, well put together. Shout-outs to OTF, the Coke Boys, however they doing it over there, Def Jam. So we're going to listen to a couple tracks from Dirk's new mixtape, Signed to the Streets, released today at midnight. Here's Bang Brothers.
Why the fuck they hate on me? But I'm a dumb liar. On they ass, I got cash, I pop tags, rock me, pop your ass, I say please, I'm the man, video, on the man, triple bitch, fat ass, on your face, you that man, smoking dope, tag gas, time a chop, time a time, calling up, chasing nine, straight eight, down the drive, six, bitch, down the ride, that's why they mad at me, 10 days to meet the president. Thinking I'm the shit now. I never change, never wipe a bitch now. You wanna meet the
president, you gotta meet the bankroll. Yeah. Hella bankroll, dollar bankrolls ain't tuned. Spinning back to so much cash, daddy came for.
Shouts out to Lil Durk, Chi-Town, Chicago, The GOAT. That was two tracks. That was Bang Bros and Competition Future and Lil Reese off the new Sign to the Streets mixtape. I guess this kind of just in type of shit, because like I said, I stay in tune with what's going on. It's a meeting about to go down with the Republicans in charge and the president in charge at the White House. You know, so they finna, I guess, discuss more about this shutdown and what's going on. The world is in trouble. I know a lot of people don't think it's a big deal. I don't think a lot of people give a fuck about the shutdown because they don't understand what's going on. I think people got their food stamps, welfare checks, Social Security checks, and continue to not give a fuck. I think people have jobs and work and are self-sufficient and don't understand the gravity of the situation that's going on. What's, people are disconnected from Washington, people who don't play stocks and people who aren't affected immediately don't really give a fuck. But you have to understand, you probably know somebody that is being affected or will be affected, and 10 times out of 10, you will be affected. If this continues and goes on longer, you will be affected. There's things that the government pay for that need to be paid for to continue to let you live like you're living. You have to understand, if the government can't pay the bills to all these people that we owe, there's going to be problems. They're going to start, you know, they got to get paid. The bills got to get paid. You know, my home state of Wisconsin doesn't own their energy company, and I found this out maybe a few years back, and they have to pay a We Energy's bill too. So if the government's not paying bills, what happens with the traffic lights and the lights, street lights and things like that? We Energy's cut anybody's shit off. Anybody's shit. They don't get no damn. Like, anybody in Wisconsin who knows about We Energy, they will cut your shit off. They don't even care no longer. They don't care if you have a kid on a machine no more. Like, that's the shit people used to do. They don't care. They going to cut your shit off. You know, they got their little period that they can't cut your shit off. But if your shit already off, that shit don't count. So they come now and try to cut your shit off. So just pay attention. You don't have to take my word for it. Read. Watch TV. CNN. Fox. I mean, I don't even. I listen to everybody's side, the Republican side. I listen to, like, you know, it's a big deal. It's a real, real, real big deal, and people need to understand that this shit is serious. And if you don't feel like it's serious, I don't know what to do. I read people. Like I said, I go back to Facebook because, you know, this is how I interact with people I usually don't hang around with, kick it with, and the people. Stats that I read sometimes about this shit is nonchalant, like, it don't mean shit. And some of these people I know, like, they got jobs, they work, but they use state health care. But, like, that shit don't make sense. Like, you use state health care and you still don't give a fuck. Like, it don't bother me, it's not. Or there's people who only get $50 in food stamps and they don't give a fuck, like, oh, if you didn't give a fuck, then why ask for the $50? Let somebody else have that, and you can just spend the $50. If it's not a big thing to you, you can spend the $50 on something. It's people who, you know, pay for their food and don't care. Like, I got a job, I take care of everything myself. But you understand the price got, the things that happen when these type of things happen. Food stamps are big business. Stores make a lot of money off these things. Corner stores. Your corner store might not last without food stamp benefits. You know what I'm saying? So that little one block, two block walk that you took to go to the store, that store might not last because food stamps is, it's income. It's in the hood, the ghetto. You know, these are for my urban hood people. You know what I'm saying? They can't supply you. Or grocery stores may not have this on. You know what I'm saying? There's not as much of it. Limited quantity. Things become, you know. And then people, I got into a little brief, it's not an altercation, debate with a person, and they, apparently their word choices weren't the best ones, but who cares? But she seems to feel like to raise the prices on food and things, they have to raise minimum wage. They've raised up. They've been raising prices on things for the last 5 years, sneakily sliding. They haven't raised the minimum wage every year or every month when they raise the prices of chips from a quarter to 50 cent or a big bag of chips from 275, three to family size is what I'm talking about. So you got to understand, just pay attention. I just want y'all to pay attention to what the fuck going on in the world. There's more than Jerry Springer and Maury Povich on TV. There's more than reality TV. You know, you have to pay attention to what's going on. If it don't affect you, it may affect your kids. Understand that the government pays your teachers. That's how your teachers get paid. That's how some of you guys' kids go to school, through charter programs or state-funded schools. So for you to be at work and you have a 6 or 7 year old who doesn't have a school anymore, then what do? Who watches your kid? Hopefully a lot of y'all have families and y'all can figure it out. But you got to understand, you have to break it down to things that will be affected. I think a lot of people just don't pay attention, and that's sad. I need people to pay attention. I'm not forcing you to pay attention. I'm not trying to make you pay attention, but it might be a good idea for you to pay attention to what the hell's going on in the world. And they also are reporting that Detroit, prayers out to Detroit. There's a lot of shit going on in Detroit. Shouts out to all the people that are supporting Detroit and their situation. Detroit is going through shit right now. Like, they've been cast out and no one gives a fuck. Bankruptcy, they're being declared one of the United States' most dangerous cities. It's fucking a war zone in Detroit. There's poverty everywhere. There's people misplaced. There's people, kids starving. Detroit is like a third world country, and that type of shit shouldn't happen in the United States. It just shouldn't happen. A friend of mine on Facebook actually posted something I had no clue about. See, I learned from everybody. And then I looked it up and, you know, did my own research on it. And that the amount of money that some of the people that retire in Washington get paid after they're gone, and it's a lifetime benefit, is ridiculous. Ridiculous. We $15 trillion in debt as a country, but we're the greatest country on earth. I'm not going to speak bad about the United States. Reason being, I've watched documentaries as of late of the shit that goes on in other countries, and it's horrible. Like North Korea, I watched a documentary, and no bullshit, I damn near cried. Like, I actually, tears did. Like, it was sad. And it wasn't that they weren't living all right. It was just the control that they're under. They're forced to clap for people they may not necessarily clap for. They're not allowed to pick their leaders like we are. North Korea fucked up. You might just look up some of the stuff. It was a documentary on I don't even know what channel I was watching. It was last month, but it was a documentary. I know Dennis Rodman was in it. It was in the Harlem Globetrotters. Two players, they went over there, had a basketball game over there. The time relations, Dennis Rodman. Come on now, Dennis Rodman doing public relations for the United States of America. You know shit's sad, but you know Dennis Rodman. Not saying he's a dumbass or ignorant or anything like that. You know his wild past, but it is what it is. Just pay attention to what's going on in the world. We need to pay attention. That's all. That's my mantra. That's what I'm telling everybody, to please pay attention. As we talked about a little bit earlier, please, please, please check the movies. I support the movies. It is October. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I need everybody to pay attention to their self also. It's all about paying attention. So pay attention to what's going on in the world, the shit that's going on around you, the shit that's going on in your neighborhood. Pay attention to yourself. Make sure you're healthy. Make sure, you know, you're not getting played. Oh, pay attention to gas pumps and gas prices. Because I was at a gas station recently, and I was pumping gas. Now, the price on the price said $2.28 or something I was paying for a gallon. $3.28. But when I was pumping the gas, I noticed that the little sign on the gas thing said $3.75. So pay attention. So I had to go in there, explain that. He wanted to bullshit, but, you know, I got everything fixed, and then I got free gas, so I'm happy about that. I guess he didn't want me to report him. I reported his ass anyway, so I'm pretty sure he figured that out. But we're going to get into, like, my favorite song from my hometown, local artist, Milwaukee's own Bugsy Siegel, Dictate. This is my favorite song, and this is my repeat joint of the day, which is basically I'm going to play this song back-to-back twice. So this is my shit. So, get back at me. I'll be back after the songs. We go from there. I might talk to some of these people that's calling. I might not. I feel like I'm just being me right now. I'm antisocial right now. So I might answer some calls. I might not. It depends on how I feel. Depends on what I want to talk about. So get back at me.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like Coke, gay, and make it wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone, nay, so I can get you whacked for a small thing. Cherry Ferrari,
mm-hmm.
Inside like a peppermint,
yeah.
But the inside smell like death.
Dang.
I think I might need TD Jakes, but what I'm smoking on loud.
Okay.
I think I might be going deaf. No bitch said she love me,
uh-huh.
But that was only during sex. I'm bad for your health like cancer. I'm on that money train. That western shit,
Westy.
That bitch leg goes up.
Go up.
Hell yeah, it's good like an ass kick.
Oh.
I'm from a zone where they don't play around. See a new face, don't come around. Them young niggas got K's around.
Yeah.
They lumberjack and they chop it down. When I hit the fire like gangland,
what
we
up,
got
folks?
Vice Lords and GD, Latin Kings and MC.
Woo.
Motherfucker really banging for no reason.
Yeah.
I got purple drink in my cup.
Uh-huh.
Just like condom, nigga, double look.
Uh-huh.
If we ain't sipping no mud,
yeah.
Guarantee we smoking no dunk. Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make it wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone, nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fade.
I'm a Northside nigga to the death
so
of me.
Is.
I got Northside niggas that arrive
yes,
for me. Duggan high in my kitchen, man. Whipping up high like bank spray. This street life will make it crazy. If I catch a case, I'll plead the same.
Yeah.
I spend 50K on my diamond ring.
Yeah.
And these diamond match my diamond chain.
Woo.
Coordination, y'all coordinate. I'm flying fuck, that's why they hate.
I
got trues on with a Gucci belt.
Damn.
That's two designs, I'm on that future shit.
Yeah.
I got hen dog all in my cup.
Do.
Jimmy Hendrix all in my blunt. With a red girl on my right side and a chocolate bitch on my left side.
Damn.
Paying bills, yeah, I'm paying that.
Do.
You young niggas can't afford
they
this.
Can't.
New order, you 23.
Yeah,
you young niggas can't afford to live. Lobster shrimp, that's what I eat.
Bro,
so dead white guys is what I'm
that
spending.
Do.
Had to make a choice between my past life and how I'm living. So I chose the present. New me, it's a new me. Yeah, I had to change to a new me. Same nigga with the two me. Put the clip on that bitch like a two leaf.
Yeah.
Chop around in a two seater. Chopper in the bigger like two.
It do.
In my life like a highlight. So I had to put it on Sports Center.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make you wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fee.
Re-Up Radio, this is the Re-Up Replay.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make you wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fee.
Cherry Ferrari, inside like a peppermint, but the inside smell like death.
Dang.
I think I might need TD Jakes, cause what I'm smoking on loud.
Okay.
I think I might be going deaf. No bitch says she love me, but that was only during sex. I'm bad for your health like cancer. I'm on that money train, that Western shit. And that bitch leg goes up.
Go up.
Hell yeah, it's good like an ass kick. I'm from a zone where they don't play around. If you a new face, don't come around. Them young niggas got K's around.
Yeah.
They lumberjack and they'll chop it down. When I hit the bike like gangland, we got Vice Lords and GD, Latin Kings and MC. Motherfucker really banging for no reason.
Yeah.
I got purple drink in my cup, just like condom, nigga, double up. If we ain't sipping no mud, guarantee we smoking no dunk.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make you wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fee.
I'm a Northside nigga to the death of me.
Is.
I got Northside niggas that arrive
yes,
me. Duggan High in my kitchen name. Whipping up high like bank break. This street life will make it crazy. If I catch a case, I'll clean the same.
Yeah.
10-50K on my diamond ring.
Yeah.
And these diamond match my diamond chain.
Woo.
Coordination, y'all coordinate. I'm flying fuck, that's why they hate.
I
got trues on with a Gucci belt.
Damn.
That's two designers, I'm on that future shit.
Yeah.
I got Hen Dog all in my cup.
Do. Jimmy Hendrix all in my blunt. With a red girl on my right side and a chocolate bitch on my left side.
Damn.
Paying bills, yeah, I'm paying that.
Do.
You young niggas can't afford
they
this.
Can't.
New order, you on 23.
Yeah, yeah.
You young niggas can't afford to live. Without shrimp, that's what I eat.
Bro,
so dead white guys is what I'm
that
spending.
Too.
Had to make a choice between my past life and how I'm living. So I chose the present. New me, it's a new me. Yeah, I had to change to a new me. Same nigga with the two lee. But the clip on that bitch is like a two lee.
Yeah.
Chop around in a two seat. Chopper in the bigger like two.
It
in my life like a highlight. So I had to put it on Sports Center.
Niggas hating on how I'm living, but all that shit just petty. I'm living good and I'm eating good. My team know we winning. Hoes all on my jock now. Watches that I wear don't make a sound. Young jock don't keep that tray pound. GGM is going down. Tell me how my dick tastes. 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 I'ma put it in your mouth like cocaine and make you wash it down with OJ. I'm the man around my city like Tone Nay, so I can get you whacked for a small fee.
Hey, what up? This is Re-Up Radio. This is your boy Tony Re-Up, and I'm finna show y'all how business works. So I'm gonna show you how I get to eat Subway for the next year free. And got a check. I'm going to show you this real quick. It's real quick. It's only going to take you 30 seconds. My move. For real, 30 seconds. It's going to take me 30 seconds. Shout out to Subway. I'm going to get to eat Subway for a year. Year straight every day. I think a sub or two subs a day. I think it's two. Two subs a day. No, it's a sub a day. I just read. I got the paper right here. So it's a sub a day if I want to for a year. And I got a check. So watch this. 30 seconds. I need everybody to just pay attention. Open your eyes. I'm going to tell you the secret of how to do it.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like our two big October values, the spicy Italian feature $5 footlong and the Tuscan chicken melt $6 footlong special. For just $5, get one of your all-time Subway favorites piled high with a robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan chicken melt with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette for just $6. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlong. Subway, eat fresh.
Shouts out to Subway. Did you miss it? Did y'all miss it? You want to see me? You want to see it again? How I got Subway for a year and got a check? Watch this. Just listen. You got to pay attention. I'm going to do it for y'all again. My last time doing it for y'all, though.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like our two big October values, the spicy Italian feature $5 footlong and the Tuscan chicken melt $6 footlong special. For just $5, get one of your all-time Subway favorites piled high with a robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan chicken melt with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette for just $6. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlong. Subway, eat fresh.
Okay. One more time.
There are always great footlong values at Subway, like our two big October values, the spicy Italian feature $5 footlong and the Tuscan chicken melt $6 footlong special. For just $5, get one of your all-time Subway favorites piled high with a robusto blend of salami, pepperoni, and your choice of veggies. Or try the Tuscan chicken melt with herb-seasoned grilled chicken strips topped with a tangy balsamic vinaigrette for just $6. Try them both on new, freshly baked garlic bread. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlong. Subway, eat fresh.
Shouts out to Subway. It's just like you was in the Twilight Zone. It was like crazy. I just shared a secret with you. But no, shouts out to Subway for real. Shouts out to Subway for supporting Re-Up Radio. Like, I'm just a real dude, and it's crazy because I don't even have the numbers to my show. I don't have the numbers to my show. I really don't. And as you know, my show is pretty urban and hip-hop oriented. So it's pretty cool. So I'm going to be eating subs every day. So if you see me, like if I'm out and about and you see me on the street, I might be eating something else or doing something else, and you want a sub, I got you. Sub on me. Sub on Re-Up Radio. And I don't really eat Subway that much no more. I used to love it, but I don't really like it that much no more. But it's dope. No, I'm joking. I love Subway. I eat Subway all the time. Like, I eat Subway at least 4 times a week. I was trying, like, to be... No, I love Subway. Subway is the shit. So, go eat Subway. Go get a sub right now. They open at breakfast. They got something for everybody. Steak, chicken, turkey, ham, cold cut sandwiches, hot sandwiches, all kind of cheese, fresh vegetables. I'm going to get a Subway sub after I'm done. It's going to be free because I got my Subway card. Came in the mail. All I got to do is swipe. So every time you see me at Subway, you'll see me swiping. If you're hungry, I give you half of my sandwich. So, shout out to Subway. But, yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, I'm messing with Subway, rocking with Subway, and Subway rocking with us. And that's cool. Shout out to Bugsy Siegel again, The Dictates. That's my anthem for another week. I know every word, so now I don't know if I'm going to be waking up. When I learn every word to a song, I become tired of it. But I'm not going to get tired of the song. I like the song. I just probably don't listen to it as much. Because it takes me a long time to learn words to songs because I don't be really giving a fuck, like, what they be talking about. I just, like, I care, but I don't care. Like, I just like to hear them rap it. Like, I don't want to be rapping it in my head. I like to listen. So, that's what's up. So, shout out. That's my shit. Shout out to Eminem for rapping again. He rapping, like, I guess his new album will be real rapper shit. So, that's definitely what's up. If you're a boxing fan, the two cats that beat the shit out of Pacquiao, his last two fights, they fighting each other. So Timothy Bradley and Miguel Cotto Juan, Miguel Marquez, my bad. I don't know why I said Cotto, but Timothy Bradley and Juan Marquez will be fighting tomorrow. So I don't know. No, I'm lying. You know who I'm going for. I'm going for the black guy. that's just real. Going for the black guy. I don't think I ever shouted out Money Mayweather. So, shout out to him for kicking ass. That fight was horrible. It was boring. It's shit. But I kind of knew that. Like, that one status shit, I don't know. I don't know where they got the numbers from because I had never really heard of Canelo before, like, 2 years before that. So, he fought a lot of motherfuckers, but he wasn't really fighting nobody. So we're going to use this time. It's like my musical time. So I'm going to play some songs for you. Some of the shit you probably heard. Some of it you haven't heard. I'm going to play E-40 episode. I'm going to play that Eminem Survival track. Kevin Gates, Satellites, and Future Shit. Holla at your boy in a minute.
I'm trying to hit it and fuck it, stab it and stick it and suck it, get you to lick it and suck it and kiss it after I let it. We can be friends, ain't gotta be seen in the public. I'm about that verb, that action, how the coochie habit contracts when I be smashing and smacking and stabbing, thrusting and thrashing. Sit back and relax and have a glass of this bottle. Earl Stevens Selections, Mango Moscato. Damn bag by Selena, seem like I already knew you. Beautiful girl, you so bad, look like somebody that drew you. My eyes salute you, you a psycho, sore eyes, booty inside. You and your girl should get with me and my guy. Let me get a bar that's macking, baby girl, get rid of that sap. He ain't real, he a fraud, baby girl, that dude is a cat. When he first intervened, he bought you flowers, no doubt. But once he got in good, he started dogging you out.
All the little bad bitches in here.
She holler at me. Them country nigga, we whippin' them 50,000 a key. You just be giving her, getting her. I just fill her with you. Even though she cute and petite, freaky, discreet. She got SS and little booty with them tattoos on her cheek. Make her wanna take her to an island, we could do it for weeks. Girl, let me burger your back, Jimmy Choo on your feet. Let me get you out of that Jag and then that Bentley GT. I'm on the wet coat, drop top ride, fool. With E46 with it, we ride, fool. Hustle gang bang green, we tried true. Somebody told you otherwise, they lied to you. I bet it all, roll the dice, bet back. Quarter meal on me in the bad, check that. A sucker don't like it, but they gon' respect that. Spend the night, have an episode, you won't forget that. Check that.
Yeah, all a little bad bitch now.
Back your hammer, put some coins. to be pried from me. So pull out your pliers and your screwdriver. But I want you to doubt me. I don't want you to bust leaves. Cause this is something that I must use to succeed. And if you don't like me, then fuck you. Stop my steam. Must be fucking shooting through the roof. Cause trust me, my skin is too thick and bulletproof. To touch me, I can see why the fuck I disgust you. I must be allergic to failure. Cause every time I come close to it, I just sneeze. But I just go on you and I cheese.
Everybody's sworn favorite. People tend to feel like Michael Jackson reincarnated. Satellites never really made love. Alright.
Satellites never really made love. But she gon' get it right. Emotions probably telling her she could stay the night. But her friends all call her crazy. They don't give her good advice. And got a spot just around the way. Let's be specific. If I'm the nigga you feeling, am I wrong for showing interest in these women surrounding? I'm a straight sticker down and go. No time to lounge with hoes on the grind all the time. Hiding been down this road. Strictly need my Zeno. Can you keep up with my lingo? Some will say life is a gamble, which means love is a casino. Everybody just playing to win. Think I made it again. So many ladies pretending. Open this ain't what it is. I'm eating, made me taking a beat. Would you still be my friend when I'm lonely, love? Get them gone, cause ain't no one on the phone but us. Someone who's strong when it's real, someone who won't give up. Ain't no wasting time, hustle every night, promise every day it's alright. Of the masquerades, grew up poor, had no dishes, ate off paper plates. I'm taking aim, brought up in this life. I know, baby, you a writer, and I love when you write. It's love. Motion for me, girl. Arch up to the ceiling, knocking over for me, girl. Pulling on your hair while I'm gripping on your ass. When I kill it from the back, know you feel it in your back. Late night screaming, all of the right reasons, touching, teasing, blowing the mic, please. Bite back. I love when it bite me, saying take some out. I know what it might be when your body go to shaking, you're raising your right knee with the pillow with your teeth. I know what it might mean. I'ma keep going, I know that the light green. Can't stay still, I'm stroking the right thing. Climbing the bed with a dime in the bed. Don't tell me the spot, I'ma find in the dead. Big fine motherfucker, she a dime with the head. Just got a text, never mind what it said. iPhone ringing, I decline with a freak. Which color should I press? Lime or the red? Decline or accept, next line never read. Mine is the time and the time been the best. Told her what it was, first time that we met. But she can't get upset every time that I left.
Hey, you ain't. Hey. Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Oh, you done going got all them guns and you ain't killed nobody yet. How many times you shot that motherfucker? Ain't nobody propped up dead.
DJ Esco.
Shit, talking, bustin', poppin', tag, nigga, you ain't pop shit. Talking about a hundred bottles, nigga, you ain't pop shit. All you talk, talent, clip, nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spendin' money on these hoes, nigga, you ain't fuck shit. Talking, bustin', poppin', tag, nigga, you ain't pop shit. Talking about a hundred bottles, nigga, you ain't pop shit. How you talk, talent, clip, nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes, nigga, you ain't fuck shit. Ay. Shit, shit, shit. Bought a whole 100-pound red bottle shit. That's a quarter million on the head, dog, my nigga. This nigga, fuck you and every nigga came with you. Fuck, gonna put a nigga on the picture. Fuck, gonna put a nigga on the t-shirt. I'ma slap your daddy out and then put him in the yacht. Got money, woo.
DJ Esco.
My ambitions as a rider. Sipping on lean, getting higher. Nigga, I'm a codeine buyer. No, you not a foreign whip driver. Shout out to the shooters and the shooters only. You never walk around with a lot of money. Hondas falling all out your pocket. When you hit him in the head, can you keep it solid? Bulletproof whip, we'll blood up. Like some raw uncut dope. Represent your game, nigga, throw it up. I don't give a fuck where you at, nigga, throw it up. Talk it, bust it, pop it, tag, nigga, you ain't bought shit. Talk it, about a hundred bottles, nigga, you ain't pop shit. How you talk, nana, clip, nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes, nigga, you ain't fuck shit.
The coolest DJ in the world.
Tag, nigga, you ain't bought shit. Talk it, about a hundred bottles, nigga. You ain't pop shit. How you duck down a slip, nigga? You ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes, nigga. You ain't fuck shit. Ay. Shit. Shit. Catch a nigga slipping at the red light. Put your AK. Let me see you shoot that. Shoot that. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. Nigga, let me see you prove that. Presidential rolling in his blood. Love a nigga wrist when it's shining. Had a nigga wrist when it's blinging. Throw him when they added more diamonds. Hot boy nigga BG. That's the way these young niggas eat. Drinking on sir, can't sleep. Keep a cover steady with your partner. Blockbuster niggas run around with real chopper. Nigga, what's the color on them bottles? They ain't gold. How you move around with your hoes? You ain't even sticking to the code. Pimps up, hold down. A pool full of money and I'm about to drown. I'm a fool on the corner with that baby brown. Button up suits at the Grammys. Had to turn it up for the family. Yes, I'm a free band bandit. Tuck it, bust it, pop it, tag, nigga, you ain't bought
DJ
shit. Tuck it, about a hundred bottles, nigga, you ain't pop shit. How you talk, down a clip, nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes, nigga, you ain't bought shit. Tuck it, bust it, pop it, tag, nigga, you ain't bought shit. About a hundred bottles, nigga, you ain't pop shit. How you talk, down a clip, nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes, nigga, you ain't fuck shit. Ay. Shit.
Eskimo, the coolest shit. DJ in the world.
Shit. 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 Shit.
Free up radio. You ain't did shit. I ain't seen you do shit. I don't believe shit. Get back into it. Re-up radio every Friday, 9 o'clock. This is us.
The face the truth, he ain't bout that life.
I'll find you something safe to do. I'm back there like, okay, kill a nigga all day. I might tie him up, beat him with that ball bass, love a nigga. Okay. Now I'm wet, cause you in trouble, nigga. You wanna go to war? Grab the rope, we can tug a nigga. Blowing up with that bubble, nigga. Smoking keys until the trouble comes. She got a choice, take heart, this and that bubble gone. And I be running with some killer, gunning with some niggas you ain't never heard of. And I be running through the fields of your club, Lord, you deserve us. I'm the man, goddamn, goddamn, I am. I'm on the bag, in the van. We can move, we don't need a middleman. She threw a sub tweet. You know I caught it. I ain't gotta talk that life. You know I'm about it. You might talk that life, but you ain't really about it. You should've seen that price. I'm that 88 out it. I'ma live my life, so stay the fuck up out it. I ain't in the interviews. I ain't with the talking. Mama said stay on the porch. If you ain't about that life, why the hell you still hollering pull up like you about that life? I bought a mirror just to face the truth. You ain't about that life. Therefore, find your son safe to do.
I'm about that life. I'm to my head. Broad day. Broad day. In my hood, you hear gunshots all day. And I'm banging, nigga, BBA 900. And I ain't squashing shit, so don't call me. And I'm all about my issue like a magazine. 100 rounds gon' jump up by the magazine. And we'll turn your block into a murder scene. Y'all must forget that I'm a member of the murder team. I take you, bitch, and let my little homie smoke. Check up out a partner, I ain't gotta touch her. Nigga, play, I'm in his dream like Freddy Krueger. Russian Ruger, put a fork in your noodle. I'm back there.
You might talk that life, but you ain't really about it. You should've seen that price. I'm that 88 out it. I'ma live my life, so stay the fuck up out it. I ain't in the interviews. Keep them off me. Lil, keep your freak up off me. Swear I hear she leaking off me. Yeah, and I keep her calling me like a bill collector. This ain't food stamp, but I will accept her. Let's start something real together. Flow so sick, ain't feeling better. Make it rain on her, let her feel the weather. Or empire with my homies is where we build together. I be damned if I let anybody take it away. I made it away, and it cost that price. Don't talk shit if you ain't bout that life. You might talk that life, but you ain't really about it. You should've seen that price. I'm that 88 out it. I'ma live my life, so stay the fuck up out it. I ain't in the interviews. I ain't with the talking. Mama said stay on the porch. If you ain't about that life, why the hell you still hollering pull up like you about that life? I bought a mirror just to face the truth. You ain't about that life. Therefore, find your son safe to do.
Gang. Westside, yeah. Bank Head, yeah.
Remix,
it wasn't fun.
Remix.
Everything y'all did,
but it is.
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
Can't touch this shit. Hey. Bitch, that hollering about fuck me.
Hold
up. No, fuck that bitch.
Fuck
that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that hollering about fuck me.
Hold up. Hold up.
Remix. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck
that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold
on. Fuck that bitch.
Bitch. Fuck that bitch like too short. My whole crew hit, fuck you thought. Bun bitch smoking that Newport. Ho keep talking about fuck me. Man, fuck that bitch. Ho told you she ain't fuck me. Then I fuck that bitch. Why you mad? I ain't give you stack. Why you mad? I ain't call you back. I ain't buy you that. I ain't fly you back. Whole ass bitch, that ain't how you act. Now bitch talk about fuck me.
Fuck me.
Fuck that bitch. Ho keep telling you trust me. Hey, man, don't trust that bitch. Fuck boy.
South
Bronx. Hey, that's where I'm from. That fly shit.
My niggas talk.
Never been done. My shoe game. It's on hammer time. Can't touch that shit. Hoes keep talking about fuck me.
What, man?
Man, fuck that bitch.
Fuck me, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me? Nah, fuck that bitch.
You read my first
fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold
up. Nah, fuck that bitch.
I'ma go three. Stupid on the remix, so I'ma show you how to ring up out the fire like a phoenix. I'm a bankhead nigga, so I'm straighter than a penis. If you try the west side, I'ma nut up like semen. Ice got me anemic, walking up anemic. And every time I get a new rod, I get some penis. My baby mama mad, my girl look like a genie. I got racks like Venus, 20 stacks to Benini. Red like Benini, East State sense of Henny. With your broad in Tahiti, forget the green bikini. I'm spit on tracks, I throw up on them like bulimic. Pardon, my hot time album a problem. Wait, fuck,
hey,
fuck that bitch.
I know you ain't think you was finna get this out, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Nah, I got some hoes I need to say fuck you too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that bitch. Bitch, that how about fuck me?
Hey, man, let me holler at these niggas.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
I'm finna yap, master roll the ice like a hockey player, kick it like a soccer player, nigga hate like a goalie, long neck, group sex, on your bitch, yeah, for me. We been walking on the stars since midnight, homie. Had a shorter sister, hit it like a fist fight, homie. My dick only know what she kiss like, homie. See, the molly got it going, you be calling shit, knowing I will ball deep in a nigga, you ain't even know it. Blowing, hit band, strongest in the land. Say you hit it, say you ain't the only nigga can. She wanna be a freak, you wanna be a man. Get head in the crew, sex in the sprinter van, running full court game, no one on one. Take that dub, hit a one on one. Ain't nothing else to do, she wanna come for fun. I'm by myself, hop run, no one. Nigga, she want me like Givenchy. And the presidential suite, nigga, me on three. Why they come and put the pump, nigga, she gon' see. Like she gon' see, like she gon' see. Okay, hustle gang, nigga, only thing I wear. Oh yeah, and King of One Cell. And Striver, bro, you know me. Ho, nowhere I'm from, nowhere I'm real.
We're tired, thank you.
Where
I'm from?
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It's
been done.
My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
Can't touch this shit. Dang. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Dang.
Southside, Clayco. That's where I'm from.
Yes,
I'm all these red box. Rick on. I been rocking them joints. I said, now AG. Compound. Give me money, I throw it. My hair is luxurious. Yo, shit ain't growing. I got a smile on my face like Dro O cover. Fuck your bitch on the couch, no cover.
Wow.
Fuck your couch, I'm Rick James, brother. She a super freak, she don't like no rubbers. Fuck you, nigga, then fuck your cousin. Fuck some shoes and a couple hundred. I thought you knew, let me teach you something. She'll suck me and kiss you like it ain't nothing. Ugh, that bitch cold. Nigga, now you know. You hold on a pussy?
Lame.
I got pussy on hold. I get a whole lot of pussy. Nigga, after my show. Red, black, and white girls, yeah. Take them chill
that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that
bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
I told you, Uncle Gang on everything.
Hold up. I like girls, they don't like me. Cause when I'm finally fucking, it excites me.
Nah, I ain't ratchet. Hit it with my shirt on, had a pussy juices on my white tape. You ain't a real man if you don't eat it up. That's how you get your wife took. I can tell you 100 reasons why I wish you fuck. I probably should write me a book.
I fuck for a week,
never pay for it cause I'm cheap. What dread, I fuck around and pay for that. My mama probably tell her I'm too hard for her. Like a meal from Mickey D's, I ain't good for.
What's happening, my baby? Tell me you down or what? Looks like you run marathons, I got the stamina. Telling me that you wanna take the whole thing. Then you might as well get down on your neck. Shot of this blue dot. Take your shirt off, let me see you wild out. You from LA, girl, from Toronto. Show me something on the way to the condo.
Let me know if you a freak.
Ay, cause it's 6 in the morning, and you know a nigga feeling horny.
Let me know if you a freak.
Ay, 6 in the morning, and you know a nigga feeling horny.
I fuck for a week. If you a hood chick with an ass so big, turn around.
I fuck for a week,
yeah.
We can turn out. Damn well that you down.
I fuck for a week.
I fuck for a week. If you a freak girl, then let's take this up to the high.
Just met a new bitch, number one with a bullet ever since you slept. Too short, it's just me and two chicks. Probably turn these hoes out and make them both do tricks. And some 8-inch heels with nothing on. You say you wanna get your money on. I know, you're just a little nasty freak. I put you in the game between last
let
week.
Let me know if you a freak.
Ay, cause it's 6 in the morning and you know a nigga feeling horny.
Let me know if you a freak.
Ay, cause it's 6 in the morning and you know a nigga feeling horny.
I fuck for a week, yeah.
You a hood chick with an ass so big, turn around.
I fuck for a week, yeah.
Could you turn out? Damn well that you down.
I fuck for a week.
I fuck for a week.
If you a freak girl, then let's take this up to the high.
I fuck for a week.
Hey, what's good with you, man? It's the Re-Up Radio Show. Of course, it's your boy, Tony Re-Up. Another Friday is almost complete. Enjoy it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Apologies for last week's show, the debacle of bullshit. But, you know, we move on. We get over it. It's cool. But, yeah, man, you know, covered a few things, talked about a few things. That's on my next week. We're going to get back into the topics. I got a few topics in my head. Don't know which one. I kind of had one for today that was, if everything would went smooth, we would have talked about that. A lot of people really wanted to get into, so I think that's going to be the one. But I'll let you know. I'll let everybody know. So we just, you know, just moving on, just growing. Like I said, every week, I'm growing with you. You're growing with me. Listen to me. Download the show, iTunes. Click on the link. It'll be on my Facebook at Tony Re-Up. Make sure you download the show. Hope you got your work out on doing the music. You know, let y'all get y'all groove on, dance, get through the day. However it may go. Thank everybody for listening. Some of y'all who's sneaking. Thanks for the people who called in, even though I didn't want to talk to you. It is what it is. Shouts out to Chicago Wendy. I think next week, yeah, that'll be her debut. I fuck with her. She cool. She real down to earth, smooth, intelligent, know a lot about a lot of shit. She talk a lot, kind of like myself, so it works out. Back and forth conversations this week, getting shit in order. You know, something just needed to be done and needed to be said this week. So make sure everybody tune in next week. Make sure everybody download this episode. Make sure you check out all the other shows on the WFSO Radio Network. You can just go to blogtalkradio.com and search WFSO Radio Network and check out all the shows. Download all those. Listen to all those. Great, great lineup of shows. I listen to them all. I download them all. So, you know, just stay up and see y'all next week. Holla.
Soldier. Soldier. Yeah.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm riding through the city. Bad bitch with me. Stacking up a million. Money to the ceiling. Let me show you how I get it. Every day I'm living. Lamborghini tenant.
Ain't hard to tell I'm winning. I wake up and I get it.
Get it.
Balenciaga, my kicks.
That's just to be specific. I wake up in the morning, no time for that yawning. I just salute to my army, you know that I stay on it. My gun say she love me, I hit the stage, try go wild. Is she in love with me or in love with my lifestyle? Got a bad bitch that drive me crazy. Pull up in a new Mercedes. We go shopping, get it poppin', we go hard, no option.
She too high, I'm too cool. We get it poppin' in the swimming pool. We hit the club, she shine, and I'm on one, I'm that dude.
She too high, I'm too cool. We get it poppin' in the swimming pool. We hit the club, she shine, and I'm on one, I'm that dude.
Bad bitch, women, stacking up a million. Money to the ceiling, let me show you how I get it. Every day I'm living, Lamborghini.
And we just running city. They know that I'm standing on red carpet wearing all black. She asked for that D, so I had to give her that drop top form. That thing costs 100 racks. It ain't hard to see. My body took a lot of tats on gripper grain, rolling loud pack. I'm the ish, I'm all of that.
If I go and spend it, you know that I'ma make it back.
If I go and spend it, you know that I'm gonna make it back. Back. Drop the top, bottom, center. Me and Thunder, that's back to back on that South Beach. Why I see them being that rich game, been getting money, we on that. Pull up in that Maybach. Hit the club, buy gold bottles, I make it rain with A-Stacks. Getting money since day one, hold it down since day one. And we just running city.
I'm a steam cleaner, got the jets sitting low. The slab outside. got you sitting on four. I swing on elbow. I'm sitting in Tahoe. You already know. Rap game bow. Rap game bow. Jack. My trunk still relax. I'm good with the mathematics. Motherfuck subtraction. I keep my paper stacked. I keep that shit moving. Rap game action Jackson. And my life is like a movie. It's a scary movie. Diamonds on my jacuzzi. I pull up at Ruby Tuesday. Rap game Oklahoma soon. You know how I get down. You know how I'm known to climb. Top trunk, show some iceberg. Use the whole block round. Wet, seven butt, naked, sipping drink in my thumb. Yeah. Only fuck with hoes who rock. Don't see in the bun. What? Don't see in the bun. Don't see in the bun. Only fuck with hoes who rock. Don't see in the bun. Seven butt, naked, sipping drink in my thumb. Only fuck with hoes who rock. Don't see in the bun. Don't see in the bun. Don't see in the bun.
Hey, what's going on? Just a little bit after the show. If you download it, you'll get this. If you don't, then you won't. I got a special contest. The first person to inbox me, my Facebook is Tony Reup, or tweet me at Tony Reup with the Subway password of this week, will get a $20 gift card to Subway. So that word is, let me think. Yeah, Tony Reup. So hit me up with that. The first person to inbox me or tweet me, Tony Reup, eat Subway. That's what I want you to tweet me or inbox me or put it on my Facebook wall. And you win a $20 gift card to Subway. So shouts out to everybody for listening. Shouts out to all the special people who downloaded. Thanks a lot for the downloads. Hit me up, Tony Reup, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can Instagram it to me also. Tony Reup, eat Subway. So those are the three ways you can win the contest. The first person who hits me up on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram with Tony Eats Subway will win the $20 Subway gift card.